Welcome to Quickie Mysteries. Here is another story, pulled from the case files of Cordova Line, for you to test your wits against. This is Cordova Line with the case I call The Security Check. A controversial foreign leader was giving a surprise talk at a pro-environment university event, so the FBI were interviewing and vetting the university staff as part of their security procedures. I accepted the invitation from both the university and the FBI to ensure the safety of the speakers and the students involved. The last interview for that day involved a local beekeeper who said he'd be talking about the magic he felt whenever his two eyes and a bee's two eyes made direct eye contact. He certainly looked the part, wearing a bee suit and even holding a smoker. As we left the guest speaker area, I turned to the FBI agent next to me and told her the only thing I knew. I told her that the beekeeper was a security threat and had to be removed from the campus immediately. Let's take a step back. Do you know why I said that? I'll give you a moment to think about it before I explain. Okay, let's see if you figured it out. In the case of The Security Check, the beekeeper said he'd be talking about the magic he felt whenever his two eyes and a bee's two eyes made direct eye contact. The thing was that a bee has five eyes, not two. Any beekeeper who thought that bees had two eyes, just like any human, was a red flag that I couldn't ignore. And it turned out that my hunch was correct. A subsequent additional fingerprint check on the beekeeper revealed that he was actually a foreign agent in disguise, and he was taken into custody and sent off-site for further interrogation. And that was the case I call The Security Check. Come back again next time, and I'll share another case with you. See ya, fellow detective. Next time on Quickie Mysteries. One murder. Zero leads. And one thing that Cordova Line noticed that broke the case of the dead bartender wide open. What did Cordova Line notice? Listen to the next episode of Quickie Mysteries wherever you get your podcasts and see if you notice it too.